Hello, this is Feldenkrais San Diego with our weekly Awareness Through Movement lesson. So please get ready to do the lesson. So begin by lying on your back and get comfortable there. For some people, lying on the back is going to require a pad under the head. Some people want to have the knees bent for comfort in the low back. Other people can just lie long with the legs long. So determine how you're most comfortable lying on your back and rest there and sense the connection with the floor that you make as you lie like this. Which parts of your back make contact lying here? What parts of you feel heavy? Get a sense of how the arms lie on the floor, the length of the spine. If your legs are long, get a sense of the length of the legs. If your knees are bent, sense the weight of the feet on the floor. Observe yourself lying like this. And then please bend both knees and stand your feet. Please bring both arms to the ceiling. That means that both hands are directly above each of the shoulders. One long line for each arm. And the elbows are completely straight. And a few times with the arms directed directly in front of you, toward the ceiling, go ahead and reach the right arm as if to touch the ceiling. And then lower it. And many times reach that right arm and just get a sense of how easily does this arm reach. We're not looking to reach it as far as you can, but just finding where is there an ease in lifting the arm. So because the elbow's completely straight, it requires the shoulder to lift off the floor, right? So you keep the elbow straight, you reach the arm toward the ceiling, which means that your right shoulder lifts away from the floor a bit. And if it's not an easy movement, imagine doing the movement, imagine lifting the arm. Maybe the shoulder just gets a little bit lighter, but it stays on the floor. That's fine. Playfully lift the arm in your imagination or actually lift it. And just get a sense of how heavy is that arm, is that shoulder? How well, how easily does it lift? And as you're doing this, as you're lifting the arm, is your breath involved? Do you find you hold your breath? And when? Please rest both arms on the floor and take a break. Rest here and notice. Is there anything you observe in the connection you make with the floor as you lie like this? Please bend both knees. Once again, stand the 2 feet on the floor. Bring both arms up to the ceiling. And once or twice, lift that right arm again. Same one as before. Raise the right arm as if toward the ceiling. Once or twice, get a sense of that. And then leave the arm so that the shoulder's resting on the floor, but the arm is still lifted in the air, the hand toward the ceiling. This time, make a movement of the arm so that you're drawing a line on the ceiling. You move the arm a bit in the air a little bit above your head in that direction, but just slight, maybe a few inches. And then a little bit down in the direction of where your knees are, again, a few inches. It's going to be a very small movement, a few inches. It's not huge at all. But as you move the arm a little upward, a little downward like that, the arm is still completely straight in the air, the elbow is completely straight, and you're just leaning weight on the shoulder blade. Can you feel how, as you take the arm a little bit higher, that the weight leans higher on the shoulder blade? So we're looking to lean weight on the border, the upper border and the lower border of the shoulder blade. So lean weight so that it becomes heavier, higher on the shoulder blade. And then lean weight so it becomes heavier, lower on the shoulder blade. See if you can really clarify where is your shoulder blade, your right shoulder blade, by moving the right arm. Right? Moving the right arm a little up and a little down. Right? Closer to where the head is and closer toward the knees. So it's the arm is still vertical, completely in the air. The hand is above the shoulder and you're shifting that so that the shoulder blade on the floor beneath you takes the weight more toward the top of the shoulder blade and then more toward the bottom of the shoulder blade. Play with that a few times and just shift that weight. And as you shift the weight on the shoulder blade, feel how that clarifies the shape of the shoulder blade and where it is and how it moves and responds. Please take a rest on your back and notice what it's like with both arms at your sides. Can you sense that one side of you lies differently on the floor? Does one arm feel heavier or longer? Is there a discernible difference between the two sides? Notice that. Bend your knees, stand both feet, bring both arms to the ceiling, or if you prefer, only bring the right arm. So with the right arm facing the ceiling, this time the arm is completely straight as before, the hand is toward the ceiling, the elbow straight, and the hand is directly above the shoulder. So there's one long line like a pillar, right? The arm is straight up in front of you, and this time take the arm a little bit to the right and a little bit to the left. So now you're delineating the right edge, the right border of the shoulder blade, and the left border of the right shoulder blade. So lean weight on the outside edge of the shoulder blade, lean weight on the inside edge of the shoulder blade. It doesn't really require much movement of the arm to lean weight on different parts of the shoulder blade. So you're taking the weight now from the inside edge to the outside edge of the shoulder blade. Pay attention to what that's like. How do you do that? How smoothly can you transition from one to the other, to the inside, to the outside? And as you do this, is it clearer when you lean weight on the inside, or is it clearer when you lean weight on the outside? Attend to this. And please rest on your back. Rest the two arms at your sides. And listen, is there a difference in the two arms? please. Again, bend the knees, stand the feet, bring the two arms to the ceiling, and come back to the first movement. Take the arm a little up and a little down, and find how to shift the weight from the top of the shoulder blade toward the bottom of the shoulder blade. It's just a few inches up or down relative to the head and knees, right? Shifting the weight on the shoulder blade. See what that's like. Return to this movement. And then take it in a circular movement. Lean the weight around the shoulder blade. Find the areas that you can lean weight. So your hand is drawing a circle on the ceiling, but your attention is with the weight, the leaning weight you're pouring along your right shoulder blade. Right? You're making a movement with your right hand, drawing a circle on the ceiling, but your attention is listening underneath to the part of your back touching the floor and drawing a circle around that shoulder blade many times. And go slowly to really feel what areas of the shoulder blade are clear. And you'll notice there are some areas that are not so clear or so easy to find. So slowly, gently, playfully discover this. And take a break, rest from that. Bend both knees, stand your feet, bring your arms to the ceiling. Come back to drawing a circle. The right hand draws a circle on the ceiling, and you're listening to the circle that you're drawing around your right shoulder blade, leaning the weight on different parts of your shoulder blade. After you do this once or twice, just to determine which direction is your preferred direction, go in the opposite direction, go the other way, again, quite slowly, and see what it's like to go in this direction. So you're leaning weight on these different areas of the shoulder blades, the right shoulder blade, leaning weight by drawing the circle with your hand. And please rest on your back. Notice that there's a difference between the two arms lying on the floor. Which arm is longer or heavier? Which part of the back presses into the floor differently? Do you lean on one hip more? Or is one leg longer or heavier? Notice the differences you're creating. And please bring both arms to the ceiling again. And notice with both arms to the ceiling like this, is one arm heavier? Is it easier to hold one arm up? Is it less effortful to hold one arm up compared to the other arm? And go ahead and do the same movement with the left arm. So make that movement of just taking the arm a little bit upward and downward toward the upper border of the shoulder blade, toward the lower border of the shoulder blade. Just leaning the weight on these areas of the shoulder blade. It's not a big movement, it's not a big sweeping movement of the arm, because your attention is beneath you on your shoulder blade, finding where is the bony contact with the floor, and then leaning the weight precisely moving the arm so that the weight leans on these different areas of the shoulder blade. Find the upper border. There's this bony protuberance that can lean very clearly on the floor, and then lean the weight lower down and find the kind of the tip, that little point in the scapula, and it's less clear perhaps, right? Finding this area. So lean the weight toward the bottom corner of the shoulder blade, up toward the surface of the upper border. So you're going up and down, leaning the weight across the shoulder. So your hand moves, your arm moves, the elbow straight, and the weight leans as you explore the upper and lower borders of your left shoulder blade. You may discover that this shoulder blade is shaped differently, or it feels like the size is different. It may be easier or more difficult to find the upper or lower border. Just notice that. Pay attention to it. And when you're ready, take a break, rest on your back. And listen to how it affects the contact you make with the floor. Again, take both arms toward the ceiling, bend both knees, stand your feet, and explore taking the left arm, the left shoulder blade, leaning weight on the left shoulder blade to the inner and outer borders of the shoulder blade, the left one. So you're moving the left arm a little to the right and a little to the left, to the inside edge of the shoulder blade and the outside edge of the shoulder blade. So many times lean the weight across the shoulder blade, from side to side. So to look at someone doing this, it just looks like they're with the elbow straight, they're just moving their arm right and left. But inside of that, what's happening is you're really listening to the weight shifting across the back, across this particular area of the back where your shoulder blade is. So as you move your arm to the right, that leans weight to the inner edge of the left shoulder blade. As you lean the weight, the arm, the left arm to the left a bit, that leans weight on the outer edge of the left shoulder blade. Go back and forth many times like this. And then turn it into a circle. And observe which direction you choose. But keep in the same direction that you chose. And you're just leaning weight, you're taking the weight, you're contouring the left shoulder blade. Right, discover how to lean the weight on these different areas and parts of the left shoulder blade. And then change the direction. Go in the other direction. Contouring, outlining the left shoulder blade by moving your hand, your arm, and feeling the weight shifting around the different areas. And please rest on your back. Rest your arms at your sides and listen to how you fit here. Is anything a little bit more symmetrical? What's different about how your back and chest and arms lie on the floor? Are you heavier or longer or flatter in any way after those very small movements? Is anything more comfortable or easier about lying here? Notice that. Sometimes you may notice a difference in your breathing. Is that apparent? And please go ahead and bring your right arm to the ceiling, bend your knees, stand your feet, reach the right arm, and just notice what that's like. Is it a little easier, smoother, more comfortable? So the shoulder may lift a little better or higher or not. And then when you're ready, roll to your side, bring yourself up to sitting. Notice, has something improved in the quality of your sitting? Observe the sitting ability here, and then bring yourself to stand on your feet. And notice, how has your ability to stand on your feet improved? Where is your head in space? Are you longer or straighter somewhere? It's kind of fun that with small movements, we can make such a dramatic improvement and just feel more comfortable with just a few minutes of lying on the floor. So we'll be back again next week. This is Feldenkrais San Diego. You're invited to come back next week, same place. And we live at FeldenkraisSD.com on the web and Feldenkrais San Diego on Facebook. Okay, thank you.